brought to you by Penguin.
The Forgotten Girls, an American story, written and read by Monica Potts.
For my mom. Author's note. I began returning to Clinton and reporting for this book in the spring of 2015. I moved back during Christmas 2017, and from that time on, I was both a participant in and an observer of everyday life here. I interviewed several friends and former classmates, especially Darcy, who sat with me for hours, filling in her life story. Most of our conversations were recorded. I read through 13 of my childhood journal volumes, read Darcy's diary with her permission, and checked facts against public records and newspaper clippings whenever possible. At times, I had to rely on memory. At Darcy's request, I changed the names of her children. Prologue. One day when I was six, my parents hauled my two younger sisters and me around Van Buren County with a realtor, looking for a new house to rent. At the time, we lived in a rundown trailer in Shirley, Arkansas, but my parents wanted to move back to our hometown of Clinton, 10 miles away, and at just over 2,500 people, the biggest town in the area, where my dad wanted to start his own plumbing business. None of the places that we looked at were affordable for us, or if they were, they were not in livable condition. I have a sharp memory of my parents taking us gamely into the attic of a small house, promising it could be our bedroom and that we could climb the stairs every night on our own, only to find part of the roof missing and dead autumn leaves all over the floor. We bounced down unpaved, rutted dirt roads and curvy country highways in our Ford LTD station wagon, up and down the hills generously called mountains that form the southern edge of the Ozarks. We trekked through mud and gravel and pine needles. My parents kept the search going all day, even after it was clear nothing we saw would work. Tired and cranky, I finally made it known that I was done. "I hate this town and I don't want to move," I screamed, "and I hate all this nature." The realtor, whose cap of permed hair was shaped like a mushroom atop her head, looked back at me and cackled her smoker's laugh. "You'll think different someday." That memory comes to mind every time I'm on top of Bee Branch Mountain, which crests just south of Clinton, my hometown. For 20 years as an adult, I lived elsewhere, going to college outside of Philadelphia, and then living and working as a journalist in New York City, Stamford, Connecticut, and Washington, D.C. Whenever I came back for a visit, I had to drive over that mountain to get home from the airport in Little Rock. From its summit, I can see Clinton below me. Ahead of me, the mountains stretch north, a mass of green hills that roll all the way up to the middle of Missouri. My drive home had always been long and disorienting. Passing towns full of deprivation made me feel suffocated, as I had as a kid, and I felt pity for the people trapped there. But one day, as I was driving home from the airport, I was older in my 30s. I looked out from the mountaintop, saw Clinton and the sparsely populated landscape beyond, and felt a flutter of homesickness. I've seen many landscapes that were objectively more beautiful. The man-made cityscapes of London and Paris and New York, the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, the Mediterranean, the temperate rainforests of the Pacific Northwest. But none of those places were where I came from. On Christmas Eve 2015, I was on Bee Branch Mountain again, this time looking for my childhood best friend, Darcy Bronner. Darcy and I had reconnected 8 months earlier when she reached out to me through Facebook. Before that, I'd seen her only once since high school, briefly, at my dad's funeral in November 2006. I'd been back in Clinton a number of times since we'd gotten back in touch, and we'd spent a lot of time together, catching up and getting to know each other again. Before flying in for Christmas, I had let her know I'd be in Clinton for the holiday, and she had asked me to drive her to Little Rock once I got there. It was a long trip that I didn't want to make right after I got home, but I didn't know when I'd get another chance to see her. I warned Darcy that I would need to get underway early in the morning so that I could return to my mother's house by 3 p.m. Mama needed her car for last-minute Christmas errands. I was also eager to have a nice dinner with my family, my mom, my sister, and my partner, Samir, who'd be waiting in the house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?